What's up, everyone? This is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. You're listening to special Halloween episode number 41. And here with us today, we've got Matt, Alex, and Josh. What is up, everyone?
Fuck you for introducing me last.
Well, he's just I've listening.
Been introducing you last, like, this whole time, except for once.
Chronologically, of people who have been on the podcast longest.
Actually, it's the Zelda Working Proncast.
I just want to say that this is going to be confusing because we're releasing episode 41 before we release episode 40.
Oh, nice.
Right.
For Halloween.
Episode 40 is done. I think we're going to release this episode, I guess, over the weekend or on Halloween, maybe. And then episode 40, maybe like a few days afterwards. Oh, that's a bad idea.
Why? Just read them at release.
Oh, that's a really terrible idea.
No, episode 40 will go up next week.
In case we don't do another one.
Yeah.
Because Alex is supposedly busy next week.
Yeah. But I mean, the whole point is this is going to be confusing. There's going to be a lot of jokes. Like, we'll be making all these topical jokes from last week, and you'll get it a week late, and then you won't know what's up.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Like, remember
referencing
that?
Referencing the past. It hasn't happened yet.
Same time.
Yeah, remember that time.
Oh, yeah. Do a lot of... Yeah, in this episode, we should do a lot of callbacks to the last episode.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Happy Halloween,
everyone.
What
did we even talk about last episode? I don't know. Yeah.
Scary games.
Yes. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about scary games. Posted on Facebook a little earlier today, asking you guys to list some of your favorite scary games.
And Noah Harned said...
We only got... Yeah, we got one response, because it was only like a few hours ago. Noah Harned says Silent Hill.
I knew he would reply.
I haven't played... Yeah, of course. Because he's our biggest fan. But yes. I haven't played Silent Hill.
Thanks,
Noah. Have you guys?
I've watched people play it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty fucking scary.
I haven't, like, sat down for it. I've played it, though.
Yes.
I didn't really like it.
I haven't even seen it, but I know there's a guy with a pyramid head.
Original PlayStation, right?
Silent Hill is original
PlayStation 2.
Silent Hill 2 was the first one on PlayStation.
Silent Hill
2,
4. Oh, I played Silent Hill Shattered Memories for Wii. I played through most of that, so that was pretty good.
I watched my friend play through Silent Hill 1 on the PlayStation 2, and the only other Silent Hill that I watched was Silent Hill, I think it's 5, is it, that's in the room? Like you're stuck in a room?
You're stuck in a room.
Yeah, I think that that's
mine?
Silent Hill, or Silent Hill 4, The Room. I think that's the movie The Room, with Tommy by Tommy Wiseau.
No, I've heard of that movie.
I've seen it. I've seen Tommy Wiseau. I have pictures.
Don't care. It's one of those. Google it.
I don't know who's. Thanks, Noah Harned, for presenting us a game we've never played. Dumb asshole. I don't really... I actually hate scary
Thanks,
games.
Thanks, Noah Harned, for presenting us a game, period.
Yeah. No, it's really cool that you have no
it's
life
a good
and
start.
You just live on Facebook.
Oh, it's a fantastic start. That is a fucking... It's a creepy game, dude.
Yeah, Facebook is a creepy game. You know what else is creepy? Farmville.
Yes.
I don't think it's creepy as so much as
all the characters
fun.
Have with their, like, big fucking eyes and shit.
It's creepy in that there's so many assholes playing that stupid shit.
And spending money on it.
And spending actual money. That's scary.
Like actual money.
Zynga is worth more than EA now.
Zynga is worth more than Bill Gates.
Is Zynga the company that's been releasing all these stupid...
Yeah.
Farmville.
Whateverville games.
Mafia Wars.
Yeah. Is there a Halloween-themed Ville? Pumpkinville?
Those fuckers.
Ghostville?
Those capitalists.
There is. There's a... I think it just came out for Xbox Live. It's like a costume...
Oh, Costume Quest!
Game.
By, that's by Double Fine, the people who
swine.
Made... Double Fine, people who made, Psychonauts and Brutal Legend.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's their first downloadable game. It looks awesome.
Is amazing.
I'd go buy... Everyone go buy it. Right now.
Which game is this?
Costume Quest.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know a game everybody should buy? It's not a scary game, but I've been playing it nonstop for the past few days, is Game Dev Story for iPhone.
Sounds stupid.
I'm a huge nerd. I love Game Dev Story.
I do. It's so good. I haven't stopped playing it.
I like the music. I heard you playing it.
I think it's about scary games,
yeah,
though.
That's nice.
I think this podcast was... I thought this podcast was about scary games.
I have an employee who's a bear. That's kind of scary, right?
No. Talk about it next podcast.
Yeah. Stupid jerk.
Moving on.
Stop fucking wasting our time.
I bought Undead Resident Evil Undead Nightmare today. Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare. I didn't get to play it because of Alex.
Looks kind of scary.
Alex has hampered all my plans for today. I had hot dates. I had
Alex was
video
out
games.
Working all day, and Matt was just forced to stay home and cook and feed the kids and just do all the housework.
Alex was out there grinding, making that paper.
Oh, what a bitch.
Yeah, at the paper factory.
No, that's gangster.
He grinds the paper.
No, he wasn't. Right? He wasn't grinding the poles
and Matt,
making stripper
and
paper.
And Matt was just being, scrub. So,
guys,
okay.
I was working hard on this one. I was working hard today.
Really, the real thing is that Alex is a huge jerk, a letdown. Some would say smallest penis in the world, micro penis. They haven't even made a classification of small penis yet. It's micro.
The nano penis.
It's so small, barely one at all.
A pico penis.
but it's really Undead Nightmare looks pretty scary. I don't know. Maybe I'll play it soon. Yeah.
So what is it? Is it DLC or is it like a full game?
It's DLC for Red Dead Redemption that adds zombies and there's a single player mode and multiplayer modes.
So is it like a whole new campaign, or is it just like new enemies?
No, there's a new campaign thing.
Cool.
And actually, I bought, because I haven't bought any of the other DLC, all three DLC combined, which would be 30 on their own, is $19.99. So
very nice.
For those of you like me who have held off, you got a little bit of a bargain now.
There you go.
So,
Matt Kimball, you are one smart shopper.
I know. Whoa, throwing out my last name there. That's not cool.
Sorry, we can bleep that out.
Everybody knows his last name already. Probably know his middle name.
Can
too.
Can you insert when he says my last name? Put his last name.
I don't know. His last name's pretty hard to say.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try it. But what scary games? What game has scared you the most while you're playing it?
I think the scariest game I have played is Eternal Darkness.
That is a pretty scary game. It's because that game isn't... There are jump scares in that game, but...
It's like mentally scary.
It really gets you in the mood, if so to speak. Popping mad bones. But no, it gets you, it's so absorbing in that game, and the things really scare you. Even past all the, like, the fourth wall breaking, your memory card has just been deleted stuff.
Right.
Which is pretty scary, too.
Because, I mean, there is, like, stuff within the game, like, you die or you get your head chopped off, and you think, oh my god, I haven't saved in forever, but really, you didn't just die, it's just, your sanity is gone.
Yeah, that was a really cool game.
Mm-hmm.
Really scary.
They need to make another one, in my opinion.
Prequel.
How about you guys? You got any scary games?
I'm actually a huge scaredy cat, so no.
I used to be...
I like to watch, although, I mean, I don't like scary movies, I don't watch scary movies, but there's something about watching someone else play a scary game, which is kind of fun. So, I mean, I've watched my friends play various Silent Hill games. I sat through the whole Doom 3.
Nice.
In the dark. yeah, I don't know. It's sort of like watching a scary movie, I guess. But
the funny thing about like Doom 3 and like the first two Dooms, Doom 3 is scary. Doom 1 and 2 is less scary and just, I guess, just more gory.
Yeah.
It's like, it's fun to play. Like the first two Dooms are fun to play.
Yeah, Doom 3 went the other route, not fun to play at all, but kind of scary.
It was trying to go for atmosphere, I think, too much. Like the first two Dooms were just like blow everything away, and it's so outrageous. There's scary-ish elements to it, but it's so outrageous that it's just, it comes off as funny, and I think that was like the intention of it. It's like so over the top.
It's like Final Destination 3.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was exactly like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think Doom 3 was entirely scary. Like, it's scary at first, but then it just kind of... Because it relies on the same tricks the entire game, that it just becomes kind of boring.
Yeah, but then, like, when you know where things are going to pop out, you know how to fight. You know, it's like you play the game better when you know where things pop out. So it's a chore to actually get scared and like have to deal with it, I think.
Yeah.
I think the scariest game I've ever played, and it wasn't necessarily scary, it was more gory than scary, was Manhunt.
Oh, yeah.
PlayStation 2. Yeah, I know. It's not scary, but I think I remember getting really freaked out during there. I think there's a couple of levels that's in a mental asylum.
Mm-hmm.
And but so there's a lot of like really.
I think also violence can be really scary, like yeah. When it's,
and that was incredibly gory. I remember that being like the first really really gory game that I've ever played.
Like it can be like intense. Like I think my favorite scary game and also one of the scariest games I've played is Resident Evil 4, and not just because it's scary. But really? The atmosphere is great, but also because it was scary seeing Leon get killed. Like, that was always so scary. Like, when he'd get his...
That guy with the fucking bag on his head and the chainsaw.
When you get your head chopped off for the first time...
That guy scared the shit out of me.
It just was so scary. That game was... I love Resident Evil 4. It's so great.
Back when I lived in Japan, in the arcades, they had this really sweet fucking game called...
Great play.
House of the Dead Typers.
And no, House of the...
It was
Typing
like,
of the Dead. That's for Dreamcast.
Typing of the Dead. Yeah. Yeah, it was so sweet. That was kind of scary, a little bit.
I don't know, I thought that was more funny than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was a little kid.
Yeah, House of the Dead used to scare me when I was a little kid, too.
Yeah.
But it doesn't... Like, I used to also be scared of the game Diablo when I was little.
Yeah, me too.
And especially the opening cutscene where that raven is pecking out the guy's eye. I thought that was... I thought that cutscene was so realistic, like that whole opening thing. Going back and looking at it now, it's like watching one of those early Pixar shorts. It's just terrible quality and just really bad animation. Now I don't know why I was scared of it because it's not
and really bad like voice acting.
Yeah, too. It's not scary at all. And I think the game was like really dark, and I was like afraid. Of course, as a little kid, I'm afraid of demons. Like. But what I would do is I also wasn't allowed to have Diablo because it was the devil and it was also rated M and it was also very violent. So what I would do is I could only play it at nighttime when my mom wasn't paying attention. So I was
How did you get it?
Scared of it. You know, I think my mom didn't like I had money and my mom didn't realize and it was before people checked for M games. I would play it only at night when my mom wasn't paying attention, and but then it was like doubly scary. So it was like I could only play it at the scariest time, and so that game
during
just,
full moons.
Yeah, only the winds howling. I'd keep the windows open, and there'd be
thunderstorm outside.
Yeah, and there'd be just like
You know what's
chainsaw
really
noises
scary
and stuff?
Is like when you're tired but you can't sleep, so you try to like watch TV, but they have a scary movie on TV. Like that's how I ended up seeing the Poltergeist.
Yeah, falling asleep.
That's like the worst movie. That's the worst movie to be watching.
I was like up at like 2 in the fucking morning, and I ended up seeing the Poltergeist on TNT.
How old were you when you saw it?
I was like 9, 10.
It doesn't. Oh, it doesn't matter how.
Oh,
much.
No.
That's
no
bad.
Scratch that. It was. It had to been no. Not. I was in Hawaii. I lived in Hawaii when I was 9, and this was back when I was in Japan. So, I had to been, either before 9 or it was like, when I was in high school.
You were young.
I was young.
Okay.
But when you're falling asleep and watching a movie, especially a scary movie, it really messes with your head. No matter what age you are, like it just because you get things confused, and then you are also dreaming about them, and it can create really vivid
memories. I also saw this really freaky, I think it was like the Twilight Zone, but I remember it vividly. It was,
this isn't a game, though.
Vividly, right.
No, it isn't a game. It isn't a game. I know this is a tangent, but let me just get this out there.
Okay.
It was, there was a demon on the wings of an airplane.
Yeah, that's not, oh, right? Oh, wow.
And he was tearing the metal sheeting off the wings.
I can't believe you're referencing only the most famous Twilight sketch of all time. Sketch. It's a sketch comedy program.
What's the guy's name? I forgot his name. I just fucking forgot.
William Shatner.
No, not William Shatner. He played Lord Farquaad in Shrek.
John Lithgow?
Oh, John Lithgow.
John Lithgow, yes. John Lithgow is fucking freaking out, right? He's freaking out, and he pulls a fucking gun on a plane. He pulls out a gun out of nowhere, like a snub-nosed gun, and just starts going ape shit and starts shooting out the windows because he thinks there's a demon on the wings.
You're talking about one of the most famous Twilight Zone.
Yeah. So I'm this like young kid, and I turn the TV on, and I see this, and I'm just like, what the hell is going on? And you know, I was scarred for life.
I'm sorry. That's
why you don't go.
I'm pretty sure that's a remake from the movie.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it is a remake from the movie.
Well, it's a very common trope, isn't it?
No, from the show. It was I think I'm pretty sure it was a skit. Maybe it was first in the movie. I don't know.
But, I mean, it's been copied repeatedly.
Yeah, but
whether it's because of the Twilight Zone episode or from a previous movie. But I mean, there was a Bugs Bunny cartoon that made fun of that too.
Yeah, it's one
of
the most
made fun of it. But I think because it was that might have been even before the Twilight Zone came on.
Huh.
I just think it's funny that he is. So the original one was William Shatner in the. In the show.
Interesting.
And then the John Lithgow. Sorry.
Yeah, I was
when I played Resident Evil 4, I was playing it at my friend Casey's house in high school.
Oh, I know Casey.
No, you don't.
I don't know Casey. No, I don't.
What are you talking about?
I just thought I'd try and fit in. You know, that's all.
Anyway, so me and my best bud, Casey, who no relation to Adam, in fact, hates Adam. He doesn't know
him.
He just saw your picture. So. But we played Resident Evil 4 just super late at night, and that added, I think, to the scariness of the game, because we'd spend all night playing that game, and it really just... Especially, I think the dying in that game was like the scariest part. Because you don't, like, it's so violent, and Leon just, like, gets mauled to death, or his head gets chopped off, or impaled. Like, everything is just so gory and disgusting. You want him to live. You want to make it through, so you can make sweet love to Ashley.
That's not what scares, like, those are scary, but I think... Like, atmospheric scary is the worst.
No, but that's... Resident Evil 4 mixed the two.
My brother played a lot of Resident Evil and Parasite Eve. I guess those were, like, the scariest games the horror genre games I've seen. And, like, I can never play those games because I'll shit my pants. I'm such a wuss. But,
yeah.
I can remember, like, scary parts of games. Max Payne has... The original Max Payne has the dream sequences.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty scary.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the scariest shit. When you're walking down... So...
Isn't there, like, a baby crying
and
shit like that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If you're playing with headphones on, and the room is dark as fuck... Because they designed the hallways to get, like, as you sort of have vertigo, so when you're running through the hallways, they start getting longer.
They get longer, yeah.
And get more twisted, and also, you're trying to get out of this thing as fast as possible. So all you hear is the baby crying in the background with that low bass music and like this like hideous green hallway, and you're trying to get yourself out of this goddamn place, but you like just hear this baby crying on and on, and you're stuck here. And
yeah,
like I had to turn off the game because I'm like, oh my god, this is terrifying. This is fucking terrifying as hell.
Yeah, that is a pretty creepy.
I think that's scarier than watching, like, in Resident Evil, things just pop out at you to scare you, right? Like, they make a loud noise and you see a fucking demon, or you see a zombie. But once you see the zombies, you're like, okay.
Well, no, have you played Resident Evil 4?
I've seen Resident Evil 4 played. Like, I haven't played
it. You haven't played it?
That, it's completely different than the other Resident Evils. Because you're in a village where you're, like, the only... Like, you're not even with a team of dudes, not even a partner. It's just you by yourself.
No, I understand, but, like, when things pop out at me, that really scares me. But once I see something for a little bit, like, even in Resident Evil 4, when I saw some of those guys for a little bit, it was all right. What scared me for those games, like, when that guy with a bag on his head comes behind you and all of a sudden kills you, and you're like, oh my god, where the fuck did that guy come from? That was terrifying, because it's another jump-out kind of thing. But a game like Doom 3 really scared me. It wasn't just jumping out, it was like turning off the lights. Or Max Payne was terrifying. Or, like, doesn't Majora's Mask have some areas like that, too? Like, it seems creepy as fuck.
It's to a lesser extent.
Yeah, it's
not
pretty
so
foreboding.
Much, but it's such a dark atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, things are so not... It's almost so evil.
But I think on the flip side of that, some games have done... like, Halloween-y type stuff. Very fun.
Oh, you know, Doom, like, I think Doom series. Doom 1 and 2.
I used to play this game on a computer for DOS. It's called Halloween Harry. That was a really fun game. And also the Mad Monster Mansion from Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great level, right?
Yep.
Maniac Mansion, I think, was an NES game that did something similar.
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion.
Word. Oh, yeah, Luigi's Mansion. That isn't very scary, but it's
Ghostbusters
fun.
Ghostbusters for NES, I think.
Old school, dude.
And then the newer Ghostbusters also are just very Halloween.
Oh, right.
They're not
right.
Terrifying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are very good games. I really like.
That's a fantastic game.
I think games
have well
represented on both sides of fun Halloween movies and ghost movies versus scary horror movies.
I wish Will were here to talk about it, because he just bought Saw 2, because he loves those movies, and he's... Huh?
They suck. Nick told me the ending Saw 3 today.
Okay. What is it?
Everyone
dies?
No. Okay, so you know how... I'm spoiling the whole Saw series for anybody who cares. Well, because you know how the Jigsaw killer dies at the end of the third one, or in the middle. I don't know. I haven't watched him, but he dies in the third one.
Okay.
And then another girl... who is like who loved the Jigsaw killer for some reason becomes the Jigsaw killer, and then she dies, and then at the end of the third one Saw 3D, at the end of the seventh one rather, Cary Elwes comes back and he's the new Saw man.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
who's Cary Elwes?
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yeah, Dread
he's
Pirate
the doctor
Roberts
from the first one.
He's in the Saw movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the first one.
He was in the very
first
one.
Oh, he's in the first one. He's the guy that
chops his leg
off his leg.
Yeah. His skeleton-y... Nick says his skeleton-y leg is still in that room. So spoilers for anybody who didn't want to hear that. Too bad. That's a stupid movie. I blame you.
Yeah, you're a fuck-ass for going to see that anyway.
Yeah, Nick works at a movie theater. So.
See, that was... Saw, like... anything that, again, things that jump out scare me. But when Cary Elwes at the end of the first movie starts sawing his leg off, that's hilarious for me.
But
really?
I was laughing my ass off.
He's a scientist.
But the thing about that movie is that
stuff every day.
That was like shocking. And the first one, he does that at the end of the movie. In the rest of the movies, it's just like how many times can people kill themselves? Like, it gets so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Nobody should watch those movies ever. And there's been one a year.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just horrible, man.
It's like the Call of Duty of movie franchises. Worse and worse every year.
Yeah. Or
the assholes don't see them.
Football or basketball
games. Yeah, I was
going to
say football or basketball games. Mm-hmm.
Did somebody say Guitar Hero?
Yeah, I said Guitar Hero.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the football franchise called again?
Madden.
There's a
Madden.
Bunch of them.
It's like the Madden of fucking movies.
Actually, now that I think about it, Half-Life and Half-Life 2 also have those like scary elements, but they're not so... Although I really liked the Father Gregory part.
Oh, Ravenholm was scary.
Ravenholm. I don't know. I played it through again now, and it wasn't so much...
The first time I played that, though...
It was suspenseful. Yeah. I don't know if it was so much
scary.
Well,
it's because it takes you by surprise. You're used to playing this game where you're just shooting aliens all the time, and then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, that place that we keep warning you about? Yeah, you're going there. And it's because the monsters with their skin ripped off and just skeletons and muscle will come running at you. One of the scariest parts is when you block off the door and you think that you're safe and then they come in through the roof. That's totally just unexpected.
Once you start battling those, it's like the skeleton guys.
Well, they're fast head crabs.
The fast head crabs. They're climbing... They're climbing the pipe. You're in the roof of a building.
Oh yeah.
Waiting for like the tram, and they start climbing up they climb up the pipes, and you hear the pipes moving.
I know people don't really think about that now because it's becoming kind of normal, but that was one of the first games I can remember enemies doing things like that. So
that was terrifying. Yeah,
took me by
oh
surprise.
My God. You're like waiting for this to come.
Yeah.
But, like, it got annoying because there were parts of the game where it was just really, really... What they would do is... Ravenholm was nice to do the scary part because it was a scary-ass place. But then, like, there's parts of the game where... Oh, Dark Tunnel. We're going to just put a bunch of headcrabs there and have the zombie guys come out of nowhere.
Well, Half-Life 2 has the problem of not knowing... It's slowing down the momentum the game builds up. That's the main problem with Half-Life 2 that they fixed in the episodes. Because they really just, like, sometimes just be stuck at somewhere. And then you'd be like, oh, I gotta slowly walk around this.
It just got annoying. I mean, I didn't like Episode 1 all that much either. I mean, it was okay.
Episode 1's great. Anyway, what do you think...
Did you guys... Go ahead.
I was going to say, interesting thing to think about would be, like, do you think... scary games are more or less replayable? Do you find them you playing them less than like a not scary game?
I mean, Eternal Darkness I played probably four times through, maybe more.
I mean, in general, like...
Well, how often do you guys play Resident Evil 4?
Well,
I played through that
I think
a
I
couple
played
times.
That. Yeah, I think I've done it. Like, maybe three
but, I mean,
times.
Like, let's say... But Resident Evil 4 isn't just all about the scary aspect of it as well. I mean, like, a game like
right.
that's
well,
actually
I mean,
like
either...
a survival horror, like Silent Hill, or like Siren, or Fatal Frame. The
Ooh,
games that
Siren's
are
a good one.
Are designed to just be scary. Do you think those are more or less replayable than a game that's designed to just be a platform game or a game that's just designed to be a first-person shooter?
I don't think you can really answer that because, I mean, it's not so much about that it's just horror. It's, you know, there's other stuff involved.
But I don't think you come
so,
back
I mean, if it's
for,
a good game...
I don't think you come back for the horror, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, why, if a game is based around horror... And it's scary the first time. Things generally aren't as scary the second time.
Well, yeah, and the reason you play through you would play a game like that through once would be just to get that experience, the initial shock.
Yeah.
And let's face it, the reason you're playing those games is for the shock.
Right? I mean, it could be just as scary, you know, the second or third time through, but like you say, it's probably not gonna be.
Well, unless it's again Max Payne, unless it's fucking a baby cry, like.
So yeah, I guess like shock value isn't gonna scare you as much.
Like Doom 3, no. I could never imagine playing that again. Like the jump scares.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, after seeing my friend played it through once, and that was about it, because it was it was the shock value. But
it's just like, I mean, I don't have much experience with scary games, but it's like similar with movies, you know. There's gory, shocking movies, and then there are movies that psychologically really create a scary sort of ambiance.
Like The Shining.
Mental state, yeah. It's like, it's fucked up, man. And anytime you go back to it, no matter how many times you've seen it, how many times you've played it, it's still creepy.
Like Marmaduke.
Like the baby crying in Max Payne. Like it's just creepy. It's just not.
Centipede.
Like Human Centipede. Well, yes. Thank you for bringing up that wonderful image. The asshole.
But I would go back and play.
That's where they eat. You know, is the asshole.
But I would go back and play Max. Like
you fucker.
Given the chance,
I was taking a swig of beer. You ass.
Given the chance, I would go back and play Max Payne, and then playing through that part, I still feel scared playing that part.
Exactly.
And that's
so.
That's
are you going back to play it for that scary part?
No, I'm playing for the entire experience, the entire game.
Okay.
If that,
but I think there's a bit of like sort of maybe excitement.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you're there like, oh, here's the level. Oh, dang.
I don't find that part. Let's put it this way. I don't find that part boring. Even after playing it through four or five times.
Oh, no.
Really?
No.
I kind of found those parts boring. The second time through.
Well, I think there's parts of it that are boring, right? So walking on the thin red bloodline, that gets annoying. Because that's not frightening. Well, but playing through the crying baby part, that still scares the shit out of me. It's like, have you guys watched a movie like The Wall?
Mm-mm.
It's off of Pink Floyd's... It's based on Pink Floyd's album.
Yeah, yeah.
It has terrifying parts. Like, very powerful, but, like, it's disturbing. Disturbing parts. And I've watched that movie, like, several times now. And each time I watch it, it's, like, still disturbing as fucking hell. But for something like that, that's the appeal. Because it's not jump out at you, scare you. It's more... Like, the atmosphere is so engrossing that, like, you get this feeling of overwhelming dread.
Which is a reason why I probably wouldn't go back and play those games that often. Because it's fun sometimes, but most times I'm not in the mood to feel a sense of overwhelming dread.
You need the mood for it. That's sort of the point.
That's what I mean, popping Mad Bones. You get in the mood. Light some candles, hold a seance.
Although, you know what, Doom? I go back and play Doom 2, like, regularly.
Well, Doom 2, we've already addressed this, that's not scary at all. It might have been scary when I was a kid, although I think I was more scared of Quake. It was darker.
Well, I mean, those, like, Hexen and Heretic were scary.
Yeah, Hexen and Heretic were really scary, too.
Those were really scary.
I don't think they'd be
like,
scary now.
Those haven't aged... I saw recently, they just haven't aged well either. That's the other thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was scared pretty much when I was a kid. I was scared of anything with, like, anything.
Ghosts.
Anything.
You were scared of
Pac-Man. I was scared of anything. I was scared of the idea of Wolfenstein when my grandma first bought it for me. Because I heard Wolfenstein, I thought it was about a werewolf. And I'm not kidding. I wouldn't play it.
Well, I mean, there's scary parts in Wolfenstein also.
Wolfenstein 3D?
Yeah.
The second one.
Like, the second, what was it? Well, that's the type of game that has, like, guys popping out at you, but, like, the second the second campaign.
No, Wolfenstein
was like a bunch of zombie guys came out after you.
Second campaign.
So there's six campaigns.
Oh, are those the ones you have to pay for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got the shareware version.
I only have
the
freeware
version.
I only got the first nine levels. Okay. I beat the boss.
So if you get
I saw the same screen I saw at every shareware freeware game where it'd be like, mail us in these five postage stamps and we'll mail you back the rest of your game. And then I'm like, well, I'm a kid. I don't know. I don't have any sense of narrative closure. I can just live with playing these same levels over and over again. And I did.
Are there any 8-bit games you guys play that were really scary?
Oh, Ghosts and Goblins.
Castlevania, maybe?
Oh, yeah, Ghosts and Goblins. Adam, what are you saying?
Castlevania, maybe?
I don't know. That really scared me.
Yeah.
I mean, it had monsters, but it wasn't like... I couldn't go to sleep at night. It wasn't anything like that.
E.T. Getting trapped in that hole, never being able to get out.
Oh, you know what scared me? Indiana Jones.
What?
That was an 8-bit game?
The game.
For what system?
The ride used to scare me.
Nintendo.
Hmm.
The original NES.
The ride scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Yeah, that ride's pretty scary.
I rode it, but I closed my eyes.
I did too. The first three times I rode that ride, I closed my eyes.
And my dad made it. My dad made fun of me like the whole time we were at university. I was so pissed. The rest of the day sucked.
You know what?
He was like, "Dude, what did you do? You're so pissed."
I never told anybody. I just went, "Oh man, I love that ride." I had my eyes closed the entire time until I went back when I was like 12 or 13. I had no idea what the inside of that ride looked like. I just knew what the line was. Eyes closed. Yeah. I would open them when I heard
his fucking voice showed up in the Jeep that you were in. He's like, "Oh no!" And then like the sound effects and shit. I'm like, "Fuck you, Indy! Just get us out of here, please."
I would open my eyes at the end when he's like, "We made it through." And I'm like, "Oh, we did make it through. I'm glad because I wasn't paying attention."
What kind of asshole anthropologist explorer doesn't know how much the golden skull or head thing weighs and replaces it with a bag of sand? You dick.
No, I think we were supposed to...
Nobody's perfect.
As the explorers, we were the ones who fucked things up somehow. We looked into the eyes.
We looked into the eyes, yeah. And the snakes... They had giant snakes.
See, I didn't even know. I didn't know. I don't know what the scary part was.
Like I think I peeked at that moment. I peeked out, and I was like, "Oh hell no, hell no!"
The thing is, I remember there being like, I remember there being like tigers, and there were no tigers in the entire ride.
Yeah.
But my memory of the ride was there were tigers at some point, and so
no, there's snakes, and because I remember him saying like. Snakes.
No, there are snakes. Now I know what the ride is. I've been on the ride many times.
What's that famous line, right? Like,
"I hate
anything
snakes.
But I hate snakes," right? Yeah.
Except it's a terrible impersonator.
They're like giant fucking snakes. They're like huge cobras.
Yeah, it's not actually scary. I wrote it a month ago. Not scary at all. It's fun. Great ride.
Actually, do you think your fear of some of the games might just be... I mean, you answered this partially, Matt, but like your fear of like some of these things... It just has to be age-related, and like nostalgia just keeps it going until you actually go back and play some of these things.
Yeah, I won't even go back and play Diablo. Like, Diablo 2 is fine, because when I played that when I was older, but I probably could never go back and play Diablo again, just because it fills me with just like a little kid fear that... I don't know what is the scariest thing that could happen in Diablo. I don't know. But
scariest thing, I was really afraid of, like, the scariest thing as a kid was watching The Exorcist. I don't think I could go back and watch that. And I've gone onto YouTube to watch, like, the famous parts of it, and I had to turn it off. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is scary as hell. Keep in mind, I could watch Two Girls, One Cup. I can't watch fucking... I can watch parts of The Exorcist.
See this?
Like,
yeah. I think when I watched The Exorcist, I watched like the reboot version, and they had like random demon faces popping up and shit.
Oh God,
and
this
like,
is fucking
this
terrifying.
Is...
No,
that's the original version.
This?
Really? No, it was like they had like remastered it or something. They had redone some things and added some like scenes that
Captain
were
Howdy.
Out and stuff. Whatever, dude. It was weird. You know exactly how weird it was? It was this weird. Hold on, check this out.
I even know what's going on. Okay.
Okay.
Unless it's the scary door, I don't care.
This is the scary.
That's how scary it was.
I don't know. I haven't played a game recently that's been very scary. Resident Evil 5 just wasn't scary by itself.
I haven't played this myself, but how about Dead Space?
I watched Nick play. It wasn't actually that scary. Although we did play it during broad daylight. Alan Wake was apparently
there
scary.
There was...
But...
Yeah. There was a game...
Oh, yeah, that was a little freaky.
...that I remember... I don't remember what it was, but I know that I waited for it to be dark before I started playing it. I think it might have been for GameCube.
Wave Race.
You guys obviously can't... Yeah. Yeah. Wave Race. I don't know. If I think of it... I'll let you know.
There was a board game that I was terrified of.
Grabbed by the Ghoulies.
Ouija board
fucking scared
me.
No,
it wasn't even that. Ouija board's just bullshit. Like, when I believed in ghosts, it was terrifying, but then I grew up and became analytical, and then...
My Ouija board always smells out boobs, every time.
But there was a game called, I think it's called Nightmare? It came with it came out with a video cassette, and basically you start playing the video cassette, and like there's a timer that starts going off on the screen, and you basically you play the game while the timer's going off, and intermittently like this guy would just flash on the screen and say stop, and then tell you like something.
He would flash you? That's
no,
terrible.
He would flash, like his face would like, it would all of a sudden like instead of gradually showing his face. It would all of a sudden cut to his face, and he had, like, this demonish face. And he would tell you, like, he would be like, stop! And then tell you to do something, like, in the game. And it was just, like, fucking terrifying.
No. You changed keys.
Sorry, continue.
But yeah, that was, like, a scary game.
I don't know. I don't think... games...
You know what was scary?
What?
The fucking opening theme to Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, yeah. That was...
That shit was scary.
See, the thing is that things are always more scary to me because I still think, like, all my scary memories are from when I was a little kid, so when I go back and watch anything, or even things I thought would be scary when I was a little kid, they're not really scary. The only things that are really scary to me now are I always jump at jump scares. I get so scared by them. And I, like, in Chronicles of Narnia... There's a part where, like, a wolf jumps at the screen. The 10-year-old girl sitting behind me laughed at me when I jumped. Because I was the only person in the theater that jumped.
Fuck you. You want to talk about a scary wolf? The wolf from The Neverending Story.
That is a pretty scary
that
wolf.
That was
man.
A scary wolf.
And that does have kind of a jumpy moment. But
yeah.
I
mean, he kills it, but... It's still scary.
I mean, I'm always scared by jump scares. But the thing is, when I was a little kid, I wasn't like I was not sure how the world worked, and I thought movies were pretty much real. So, I mean, when I would watch a scary movie or play a scary game, like I was thinking maybe it would come out of the screen or something. I don't know what I was thinking, but I was pretty scared by them. Now
with 3D technology,
now I rely on cheap thrills, jump scares. You know, things in life scare me. It's like in this economy, am I right?
Like war.
Like Obama. Like, where's the birth certificate?
Oh.
Like,
no.
I never asked for the Wolfman's birth certificate, but he wasn't president. I rest my case.
Oof. Let's not get political.
And this is why America's failing.
Matt, did you play Limbo at all?
Oh no, I did. That's a pretty creepy game. I watched Nick play it. I played the demo as well.
Is it scary or is it? It's like atmospherically.
Yeah, it's creepy and
yeah, it's a lot of atmosphere and then like really sudden deaths.
Yeah, although those stop getting scary about halfway through the game.
Oh yeah.
Well, at least from what I've seen, then it just starts because you start to get used to them.
Hmm.
And I think all the really scary ones are at the beginning, unless I mean I didn't see the whole thing, but.
Yeah.
That's pretty creepy.
And then you have a guy who fights you by throwing dead babies at you.
Yeah. The dead baby boss is definitely.
I know you guys didn't play this, but I think Heavy Rain was pretty scary.
Really?
Oh,
I guess the serial killer part was kind of.
There were some parts. I guess it's not really, you know, scary. It's just a lot of adrenaline scary.
Well,
like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Suspenseful.
The shower scene, I was really scared by how many bones I was popping. 50 or 60 at least.
Well, I know you were scared. You were scared by the boobs because, I mean, those things are intimidating, right?
Well, no, it's scary how realistic, you know.
Boobs are always intimidating.
I had my fleshlight out. I was going to town. The weird thing is I was watching Nick play it, so I was sitting on the couch behind Nick.
Right.
So I had to.
And then you got a little something something on Nick's head, and then he started freaking out. And then
No. I finished into the fleshlight.
Oh, that's good.
But a little did seep out on his couch. It's still there to this day.
Gross. But yeah, I mean.
And I washed it in his dishwasher
one scene
later.
In particular. Ugh. Sorry. One scene in particular, like, one of the characters is about to die, and I honestly didn't know whether, you know, the character could, you know, if it was possible to get the character out of there alive.
Wait, was it one of the many, many people Scott Shelby killed as the origami killer, or?
No, actually.
Ooh.
Which one are you talking about?
I'm not going to say, because it's probably the best scene in a video game I have experienced.
Oh my god.
Ever.
And Heavy Rain? That's barely a video game? Okay, okay, let's see. All the characters can die. Madison can die by the serial killer. Are you talking about that?
Maybe.
Okay, you are talking about that. Or
maybe.
Or when you're fighting Scott Shelby as Nam Jaden at the end. And
Secret Agent Nam Jaden.
Yeah, Nam Jaden can definitely die. And actually,
everyone can die.
Not everyone.
Yes. No, you're right. Not everyone. Almost everyone.
Well, I guess if you lose the game, a bomb goes off. I don't know. But, no,
you die.
It's really easy to die as Nam Jaden at the end. It's kind of unfair, actually, because there's so many times. Like, it wants you to let him die for some reason.
Well, I mean, he's packing heat. It's dangerous doing that.
Yeah.
Packing heat in his pants.
What else? I've gone through all my scary games that I can think of.
I don't
of.
Know, what about Zelda Phantom Hourglass or Spirit Tracks? That sounds pretty scary to me.
Fuck that. Opening thing to X-Files.
One of my friends, she does not like scary things, and she talks about this a lot, like when she used to play Ocarina of Time, when you go down in the well. After you get the Song of Storms, like she couldn't play that part.
Oh, that she had to yeah, have, I didn't like the play Shadow it. Temple was pretty creepy.
Yeah, that too.
The shadow in the graveyard
part. The Fire Temple music I could see is pretty creepy.
The Great Fairy is fucking creepy as hell.
Hot.
The Great Fairy is creepy.
Boner tassel.
God, you could poke eyes out with those boobs.
Jesus Christ, that thing scared the shit out of me.
Speaking of boobs,
I could poke her eyes out with my bones. I mean, my question is, did she not have nipples?
I don't think
those
she had
were her nipples.
I don't think she had a bra.
No, but I was scared by little things in games like that. Like Banjo-Kazooie's level never scared me. The Boo part of Mario 64 kind of scared me. Just because boos were pretty tough bad guys.
The big boo was kind of scary. Oh, no, you know what scared me was the giant eel in, what was that level?
Oh, totally.
It was like one of the first levels.
Yeah, it's Jolly Roger Bay.
Where you go underwater. Yeah. Holy shit. That thing, like, to this day, it's scary. Well, I don't know why.
Underwater just, like, levels scared me in Mario in the water. Because you're constantly in fear of drowning, and it's just really tense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty scary.
I mean, it's just this giant entity in there with you. I don't know.
I'm trying to think. There isn't really that much to be scared of in most Nintendo games.
Yeah, that's why it takes you off guard in Mario with a big eel. That's pretty scary. Yeah. That hasn't really been matched or replicated in any game since.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mario 64's kind of laid-back level design was perfect.
I mean, like, Sin and Punishment 2 has, like, demons. Demonish kind of things, but they're not scary. They're just sort of, like, grotesque. But,
is there a game called Steam and Demon?
I think there might be a porn called that.
If there's not, there should be.
This is somebody. I
think it comes with a fleshlight too.
Let's see. No, there's not a whole lot of. Well, I mean, there was that.
Listeners, email us. Tell us your scary games.
There was that fucking. What was it? The Majora's Mask hack. Right.
That was scary. That was awesome. Did I show that to you, Josh?
Yes, you did.
I didn't think that was that scary.
Is this the one that, like, they made that huge story about it? Like, there was a kid that died and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was creepy.
That was awesome. Oh, my God. But that's not really a game.
No. It's edited really well.
It is. And frankly, to tell you the truth, I didn't watch all the movies because just reading about it made it really, like, reading about it was
I know,
scary.
That's the thing is, what I did is I read and watched movies at the same time, and then when I'd watch the movies, it wasn't that scary because I knew it was edited when I watched the movies.
Reading
it would be better if it just
much,
had screen caps. That's what I was thinking when I was reading it. And, like, if it was actually taken by a digital camera of a TV, would have been way better.
Oh, speaking of game hacks, there's, I think it's actually available to the public now, a hacked version of, I think, like, Pokemon Blue. It's called Pokemon Black, not to be confused with the new Pokemon Black coming out. It's a hacked version of the old game, and whenever you, like, defeat Pokemon, they actually die. And then I think at the end of battles, like, you can actually kill the trainer, and then there's just little tombstones where the trainer was, and you go through the game killing people, basically. And then, God, what happens? I think, like, at the end, after you beat the Elite Four, some crazy stuff happens. Like, the screen goes black, and then you're shown as, like, an old man. And I think you can go through, like, the whole world without actually, like, doing anything. So there's nothing to do. It's just, like, this huge, you know, world that you walk through. And eventually, the character dies because he's old, and, like, there's a tombstone there. And it's just, like, a haunter. Like, oh, it's the ghost from, what's the tower? Lavender.
Oh,
I
yeah,
think.
Yeah.
And it's just.
No.
I don't know.
Is it Lavender?
Look it up. I didn't do it justice. But,
That sounds.
Look it up and read about it because it was pretty cool.
I don't know. Games have the potential to be scary. Like, I don't really like scary things like you guys. I guess we're all just wimps. But I do enjoy a good scary game every now and then. I like Halloween, the holiday, all right.
Sneak King was a scary game.
Well, it's just weird. But I think scary games are missing the thing that makes Halloween great, which is candy. I've never played a game where it gave me candy in the middle of it.
Actually,
well, Sneak
King
gave you burgers.
Little Nemo. The Game Master, you can throw candy at animals and then inhabit them.
I played games with candy in them. like Viva Pinata, I have not played a game where they give me candy and I'm able to eat it in the middle of the game, like physical candy. So if they
it's the way of the
if
future.
They could work
that's
on that,
that's weird. That's creepy. Because that means that they could materialize things in your own
that's
reality.
That's cool. I'm for that.
From their virtual reality. No, fuck that. That's scary. Nope.
As long as it's used for candy and other treats.
We cannot risk that.
No, that's where it starts. They start with the candy, and then they start sending over, like, little crying babies, and then they send over, like, little gnomes with teeth. No, sorry.
Give them the candies and gnomes. Babies and gnomes love candy.
Nope.
Chocolate gnomes.
Nope. Nope.
I'm just psyched, super psyched for Halloween because Walking Dead's gonna be on. I'm gonna watch that.
Are you guys gonna dress up for Halloween?
No, I don't think so. If I do, I'm gonna go as the easiest costume ever.
Which is
serial killer.
Sea captain. Want to know why it's the easiest costume ever? Because I have
You have the beard and the hat.
Beard, hat.
You look like,
I have a,
you look like Ahab already.
I have a pea coat.
Do you have an anchor tattoo?
No, I have every part of the costume except for... No, I have every part of the costume. So, it's the easiest thing.
There's a kid in the ceramics department in our school who, in an accident, I think this year, earlier this year, he lost his... left leg or something at the knee.
What?
Yeah, he's got a prosthetic leg.
That happened to him.
But I was at a photo, like a photography show the other night, and he was there, and he was like, and it was sort of like a Halloween themed show, and he
must have been a pirate.
And yeah, he was like, I should have been a pirate. It was so funny. It was like so great to hear him sort of joke about it. You know, like he's such a like a, I guess he's like a really upbeat.
It's so great that we can laugh again.
He's like, yeah. I should have came as like a pirate and practiced walking on a peg leg, and came with an eye patch, and I was like, "Hey, that's funny because you only have one leg."
Oh,
thanks for stating the obvious, Josh.
I don't approve of that kind of humor.
Stop stalking me.
You
know exactly what I'm talking about.
Are you guys? Hold on, are Matthew. You guys dressing up?
Quit poking me on Facebook. Listeners, email us and tell us what you're going to dress up for Halloween.
Or send pictures, especially if
you're
yeah, the hotter, sluttier costumes that ladies get into in Halloween. Yeah. The more pics sent to me.
Or guys. Don't want to be sexist.
I do.
Yeah.
No guy
sexy
pics.
Sexy guys.
Some Tarzans, you know.
Wait, are you guys dressing up?
Sexy man nurses.
Adam, Josh?
No,
I've got a Halloween party to go to tomorrow night, and it's zombie themed. So
Katie Schutz. Oh no.
Oh, is that? Z-Day.
Z-Day. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I may go to Walmart and get some makeup or something.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
cool. Rip some jeans up. I don't know.
F that S. I don't know. I've never been a costume kind of guy, so. I think I dressed up once as a little kid for Halloween.
Yeah, I haven't dressed up since I was 12.
I've never been really into Halloween. So.
I think the only year I haven't dressed up was last year. And I think I might have. I'm not sure.
No.
I know the year before I was Luigi.
I always talk about it like, oh, I want to dress up as this.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Because this is too much work.
That's why.
Like, unless it's too much work. Unless you're actually doing
I don't really feel like.
You would never make it as a cosplayer.
No, I would never spend that much money for a fucking costume I'm going to wear once. Like, it's stupid.
My roommate Scott went to Walmart the other day, and he got a like a Homer Simpson like little hat, $5, and a white shirt.
Guys, okay, everyone, Simpson. I'm just gonna leave you
That's
with
retarded.
This. We didn't. Oh wait, hold on. We got to read viewer mail real fast. But I just want to say, go to Target.
Listener,
there's an Avatar viewer. I say viewer and reader and listener interchangeably. Okay. There's an Avatar. Just get a Jake Sully mask. It's only $13 at Target.
Or you could get
and then,
a lightsaber.
And then after you get that, after
no,
you get that,
no,
yes.
Kids, no. Our listeners are much too young for that, Josh.
Dude, we cuss like sailors on this show, all right?
Dude, I know. I don't understand why people listen to us.
Yeah,
okay, guys.
They're fucking kids.
Email us, wtpodcast@gmail.com.
Speaking of which, Ian sends us Nathan. He was a serial, supposed to say serial kill, in this TV show.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Then he sends us another one. Motherboard. Shock bondage is real it good.
What?
I really, honestly, I fear for the youth of
who America. The fuck listens
I know,
to the,
right?
Who the fuck listens to our show?
Ian.
Like, are they illiterate?
Ian, apparently. Dude, I don't know.
Maybe.
Fucking ask.
I think we've had this
Look.
Discussion before. Like, are these people even... Do they not speak English? Because that would kind of make sense, but...
You guys are being too many.
If they can't speak English, they can listen in English, but they can't speak in English.
Maybe. They
I
just
mean,
like
don't,
our voices.
We don't even speak, like, great English.
We don't speak too goodly over here.
I don't know. Guys, I just want to say, if you're sending in mail, make sure it's got pictures. Make sure it's of your sexy Halloween costumes.
And then, if you do that, then we'll forgive you for
make
not
sure it's
how to
fucking
spell.
Legible and understandable.
No. If they send pictures of, you know,
who cares what the text says? Oh, if you're sending sexts, yeah. Then
sexts.
Yeah. Well, then it's got to be legible. It's got to be legible then.
No, wait.
Just be good. Just thanks. Stop. WTPodcast@gmail.com. ZeldaWTPodcast on Twitter. Facebook.com.
Yeah.
Zelda Working Title Podcast.
Pay attention in school. Stop watching Jersey Shore.
I'm going to start tweeting. Guys, I'm going to start tweeting topics for you guys to send in and put it on the Facebook and stuff. That way we don't have to rely.
You tweeted the other day, didn't you?
I did.
Or did you start to?
You tweeted.
I wanted to.
Tweeted.
I don't know. Good night, guys. Happy Halloween.
Tweeted.
Spooky Dracula's to all of you.
Remember to check your candy before you eat it.
For razor blades.
Or just stuff it all in your
razor
blades
are sweet.
Time.
Don't get too drunk while you're out there trick-or-treating. Look both ways before you cross the street.
Hold hands while crossing the street.
Use the buddy system.
Use your flashlights.
Don't talk to anyone who's in a costume that you don't
Wait,
know
use your
who
flashlights?
They are.
Be careful with those candy apples. They can hurt your teeth.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
I'm trying to give them good advice here, Matthew.
No, it's over.
It.
This is the end of the podcast. Can we stop now?
Yeah. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Can you guys hear me?
No.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Good, because I can hear you.
Good.
Okay, I think I need to crank up the volume a little bit, so I'm louder and...
More obnoxious.
Yeah, okay, funny, guys. Real hilarious.
I know. Wow, you're really crabby when when it's only like 10 o'clock, your time.
Who, me?
No, Matt.
Yeah, seriously, dude.
I am Matt.
That was Matt.
The reason why I'm crabby is because I've been waiting for 3 hours for Alex to get online.
I'm sorry.
And I wanted to be playing Undead Nightmare Red Dead Redemption, which I just bought today, and I didn't actually play today because I've been waiting for you to get online.
So let's put it this way, Matt. When you're told in the middle of the day we're going to do the podcast right now today, when I didn't know we were going to do the podcast today.
You're the one who suggested it.
I suggested it, and you guys said, well, maybe, maybe not. So
okay.
I
it was up in the air. The whole point, you're dumb, you're stupid, I hate you. And a story. Cave
I don't really
story.
Care if you don't play. I don't Buy really it. Care if you,
you
don't
guys
play.
Don't
cool story, bro.
That's cool. I'm un-Facebooking you, okay?
I'm going to start
just gonna
watching
be...
porn if you guys don't what? Be quiet and just get on with
just
this.
Look at those pictures that I sent you.
Matt, shut up!
What?
Let's start.
Okay.